Today's my grandmother's yard site. It's Menucha, but the neshama of Menucha, but Yisrael Zechron Bracha. This Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Adar. It's the first of the four parshiot. We know there are four special Shabboses. We have a special Kriyas HaTorah, an additional Sefer Torah. This Shabbos will take out three Sefer Torah, but there's four special Shabboses where we take out an additional Sefer Torah, have a Kriya. First is Parshat Shkalim, where we read about giving the Machzit a Shekel. Then we have Parshat Zachor, those remember about Amalek, that's before Purim. And then we have HaChodesh and Parah before Pesach. HaChodesh, we read about the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and Parah, we read about the mitzvah of the Parah Aduma, the red heifer. The Mishnah says in Masechet Megillah on Daf Chav Tet, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shachaliot B'Shabbat, when Rosh Chodesh Adar occurs on Shabbos like it does this year, Korin Parshat Shkalim, we read Parshat Shkalim. So there's different ways to understand exactly what the mitzvah is to lay in Parshat Shkalim. The way Rashi, again, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, every Jew would have to give a machzit, a shekel, a half a shekel every year, and they give it, had to be in the Beis HaMikdash by Rosh Chodesh Adar, so that everybody has a share in the Korbanot Tzibur, and the communal sacrifices that are offered. And Chazal teaches that based on Sukkim. So Rashi on the Mishnah, and this is from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Rashi on the Mishnah says, that was from the Gemara. But Rashi says, that this was part of the notification system. In other words, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have internet, they didn't have TV. So there's a mitzvah to notify people. The first Mishnah Masechet Shkalim says, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmina al Shkalim Yal Kalayim. We begin to notify people to remind them they have to come up with the half a shekel. So that's the way that they would go into shul. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you'd hear this Kriyas HaTorah, and you know, I have to give a machzit a shekel. So Mimela b'zman hazeh, it's Zecher LaMikdash. In other words, so in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they had this Kriyas HaTorah, and for us, it's Zecher LaMikdash. We remember the way things were in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the way the Meiri also learns that this is part of the notification system. The Levush has a different way of understanding it. He says it's really not Zecher LaMikdash. Levush says it's mitam neshama farim svatenu. In other words, not that they lain this in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but rather we lain it now because we can't give a machzit a shekel. So there's an idea that the Gemara has that sometimes you'll do Kriyas HaTorah, and in such a fashion, you'll fulfill your obligation. So we have the Kriyas HaTorah today. We don't give the machzit a shekel, so we'll have the Kriyas HaTorah, and this is the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down as well. So what's the difference between the two? So it's more than scholastic. If you say it's a din in Unishamat Forim Svatenu, so you need a Bar Chiyuva to do the Kriyas HaTorah. So you say, gee, I have somebody, he's Bar Mitzvah, he's good. But there's a Machloket Rishonim who is chayav to give the Machzit HaShekel. Is the Chiyuv Machzit HaShekel from age 13, or is it from age 20? So you say, I read in the Torah, it says, Ben Esrim Shana B'mal Yitain. It says, from 20 years old, you'll give. But some learn that that's only, there's different contributions. So there was a Machzit HaShekel also given for the Adanim, for the sockets in the Mishkan. That was also collected at that time. That's one Machzit HaShekel. So for that one, some say that's 20. But for the regular Machzit HaShekel, some say it's 13. But others say, no, even the regular Machzit HaShekel is also 20. So if I say it's 20, then if I have a 15-year-old laying the Kriyas HaTorah, he's not a Bar Chiyuva. How could he be Motzi Mimai Chiyuv? So it doesn't work out so well with that way. Now, how do we paskin? So some want to say the Ramah brings down a halacha that there's a minhag to give three Machzit HaShekel before Purim. And the Ramah says that the only ones who mechuyev to give are people who are over 20. So from that Ramah, it sounds like that the Ramah is paskining with the 20. But someone to be mechalek, and he brings down here from the Mata Yehuda by Rav Yehuda Ayash, he wants to say the Ramah is saying three Machzit HaShekel, that's to cover you for all the three contributions. In other words, it's a minhag to give the three, the zecher, but all three, and the three included the Adanim, was also 20. Anyway, it's just a ha'ara. They want me to speak very briefly, so I think that's it's hard to do anything significant in a few minutes, but we have the Rosh Hashanah Prakim. This week is Parshat Shkalim. Everybody should try to come to shul to hear Parshat Shkalim and be Yotzei the Mitzvah.